Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And let's go over to Des now for the sports news.
Yeah, and we're all looking ahead to the big rugby match on Saturday. Ireland taking on Fiji. The team, the Irish team, will be named later today. It's widely reported that Sam Prendergast is expected to be started at out half, and young Leinster hooker Gus McCarthy and the Ulster back row Cormac Izuchukwu are expected to get their first caps. Leinster's versatile youngster Jamie Osborne likely to start at full back, and Michael Corcoran's been talking to him about the step up from Leinster to the international scene.
Yeah, it's definitely a step up, but really enjoying it. Kind of well used to the environment now. I've been in quite a bit the last couple of years, even before I made my first cap. So, you know, everyone's pushing themselves to be the best team we can, and, really enjoying it.
From your own point of view, you can play in a number of different positions. Do you have a favourite one? Are you happy that wherever you're selected, you'll play?
Probably still figuring it out at the moment, but I'm happy to play... I'm happy to play across the back line. You know, the versatility probably helps getting picked for certain squad. Maybe I'll have to decide that one's better for me or one's not better for me, but I don't really have that in my head yet.
And you give the impression when you're on the pitch that you're comfortable playing at that level and you're enjoying what's happening from your own point of view right now.
Yeah, no, really enjoying it. Playing at home in the Aviva in front of a sellout crowd, is you can't really not enjoy that. The atmosphere at the weekend there was really good, and I think everyone just thrives in that kind of environment here. So loving it and loving the experience.
Two games gone, we've probably yet to see the best of Ireland, to be fair, on those two matches. But it's Fiji this week, in one respect, a pretty tricky opponent in terms of, like, we know everything about probably everybody else. The Fijians have that bit of unknown about them still.
Yeah, I think if you look at their team, they have a few game breakers in their squad, like Tuasova, Naikalevu, the likes of them. They, like, really quality players, quality athletes, and if you give them time and space, they'll punish you. But yeah, as you said, we're probably still building, I suppose, on the recent two performances, and we definitely have lots of room to improve. Hopefully we can put out a good one this weekend.
And how important is it that you play your own game rather than get suckered into the type of game that they want to play?
Oh yeah, we know they'll be dangerous where they'll be dangerous, but if we look after our bits, and we do what we do well, I think, that should set us up for a decent performance and hopefully a good result.
That's Jamie Osborne there. Now, Munster have signed two props on short-term deals in response to their injury crisis. Limerick's Conor Bartley joins from Young Munster, and South African loosehead Deanne Bleuler joins from the Sharks. Later this morning, Eileen Gleeson will name her Republic of Ireland soccer squad for the upcoming Euro 2025 playoff against Wales. There are doubts over Louise Quinn, Aoife Mannion, Ella Molloy and Lucy Quinn, but Gleeson will have a fully fit Ciara Caruso to call on again after her goal-scoring return against Georgia in the last window. News at Casement Park, the GAA has reaffirmed its commitment to building a 34,500 stadium in Belfast at Casement Park in the wake of the British government's insistence that it was not in a position to make a financial contribution to the project. At yesterday's meeting of the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee in Westminster, Secretary of State Hilary Benn said he was not in a position at this stage to say the UK government would make a contribution. But he added, "I think in the interests of respecting all of the sporting traditions in Northern Ireland, it is important that Casement Park is built." Ulster GAA have welcomed Mr. Benn's comments on the importance of the project, and they've stressed that the cost of building a provincial stadium would be lower than that required to build a stadium in line with UEFA specifications. The Irish men's basketball team have a big game tonight. They face Azerbaijan in the World Cup European pre-qualifiers. John Carroll back in the Irish team. It starts in Tala at 5 o'clock. Ireland will also host Kosovo on Sunday evening. Women athletes dominated the Irish Athletics Awards yesterday. Rashida Adeleke was named Athlete of the Year. Ciara McGeehan, who sensationally won European gold in the women's 1500 before injury ruled her out of the Olympics 2 months later, was chosen as the Middle Distance Athlete of the Year. Fionnuala McCormack, the five-time Olympian, received the Endurance Award, and hammer thrower Nicola Tuttle won Field Athlete of the Year. In tennis, Germany will face the Netherlands in the Davis Cup semi-final after they beat Canada 2-0 in Malaga. The other quarter-finals to be played, Italy face Argentina and the US will play Australia. And finally, in racing, Thurles has passed an early morning track inspection, is fit for racing ahead of the schedule this afternoon, but due to the status orange weather warning in place until 12, the situation will be continually monitored throughout the morning.